Hi, everybody. This is Songwriters Guild Live, the podcast with where we invite a singer-songwriter to play some music and talk about songwriting and about themselves or things that they want to talk about. Today we have Nico F. from Glasgow. She's she played quite some times already for the open mic that I organize every Tuesday evening, also online. And I'm really glad that she wants to be on the podcast. So let's introduce her. Hi, Nico.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. Glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you're from Glasgow right now. How's life over there at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, things are starting to slowly creep back into some sort of normality. The pubs have opened, the beer gardens, and I actually think last week some of the restaurants and things began to open with sort of slightly different regulations. I live in quite a busy part of the city, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, for a lot of the lockdown, there have still been a lot of people out and about doing their business, but it's certainly becoming a bit more normal than it has been.
Yeah. Okay, great. Let's hope it doesn't affect a second wave, that we can keep it in control. Over here, it's the second wave is maybe already starting, so we're a bit like, oh, no. Mm. We'll see. But... Let's talk about the music and start with a song, right? You wanna play a song first?
Absolutely, yeah.
Great.
So I will start off with a little song that has been a bit of a lockdown creation.
Okay.
This was a song that I actually started last year, and I had written parts of it and never found the right bits to sort of finish. Mm-hmm. During the lockdown, it gave me the opportunity to go back and revisit it and just complete this song.
All right.
This one's called Just Hold On.
Just Hold On. Good. All right. And then there's also Lynn. She's...
Hello, Lynn.
See? All right.
I hear the sounds already.
Back to music. So go ahead, Nico.
Thank you very much. So as I said, this song's called Just Hold On, and I wrote it for a really good friend of mine called Natalie. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
a best into no one. With lifeless hangings on the walls, so don't let it go till you watch it fall.
Liz is saying, sound is super good.
That's always good to hear in a live stream. You've sometimes kind of got to feel your way in the dark, haven't you?
yeah, it's true. So, most people know, but if you're new to this podcast, you haven't seen Nico Ev before. She's from Glasgow. And you're also quite busy on the Glasgow songwriting scene. Can you tell us a little about what you're doing for and with the songwriters over there?
Absolutely. So about a year ago, maybe just over a year ago, I started hosting my first open mic in the city. And I now host, or I did before the lockdown, I hosted two regular nights, a Thursday and a Sunday night. And the Sunday night in particular was really a chance to help nurture sort of up and coming talent. And we would offer sort of local artists a half hour slot at the beginning of the evening to allow them to showcase some of their original material. So that's been great fun. I think a lot of the people, Ro, that have come on to your open mic in Amsterdam, certainly from Glasgow, have come from the Glasgow scene as well. So
which I am really grateful.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a nice community, actually. There's a lot of new friends that I've made through doing this, a lot of talented people really interested in songwriting ideas, and I've been exposed to a lot of original music because of my duties of the sort of hosting of the nights, so it's been great.
It sounds a bit like Amsterdam to me, what you're describing. It's really, I'm really happy to hear that there's more places where there's such a lovely scene. And I've actually been to Glasgow once, and I really loved it. Yeah.
Well, you'll need to come back.
Yeah, I want to. I really do.
Yeah.
For sure, I will come back, and then I'll play on all the sessions and everything. Would love to do
that.
Awesome. So is it easy to book gigs in Glasgow and around the city, maybe in other parts of Scotland?
Do you know, it's quite difficult for me to say. A lot of my gigs at the moment or before the lockdown were actually sort of with a function band. So we were predominantly performing, doing people's wedding receptions, doing corporate functions, charity events. And most of that was dealt with through agencies.
Right. I do that a lot as well. You call it a function band.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a cover band, but a function band. But you play covers then, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Continue.
So most of that is kind of dealt with through agencies or word of mouth. In terms of sort of smaller like pub gigs and things like that, again, it's kind of getting your foot in the door, right. Getting known to be reliable. You can turn up in time, you know which songs to play, all that sort of stuff, and people will kind of book you through that. Mm-hmm. I would say the open mic scene is a really good starting point for anyone who wants to pick up those sort of pub gigs and things. Quite often that's where a lot of my opportunities have come from. People have seen me play and say, oh, hey, do you fancy a gig here or there? So that's kind of how those ones come about. But actually finding original gigs in the city, I have found quite difficult because it's a world that I'm quite new to. I've been writing and performing my own songs just for about 2 years now. So I've done quite a few support gigs and things like that. But I think it's quite difficult to get your name out there in an original sense. Mm-hmm. Particularly if, like me, I've not actually released anything yet. My first release up and coming at the end of the year. In terms of that kind of side of things, I'm still trying to break through and find some original gigs. And then the challenge with that is finding an original gig that would be willing to pay you. You know, that's the second tier of the challenge, because for most of the sort of paid gigs, people want to hear Oasis, songs that they know, Tina Turner, all this. Right. But to find original paid gigs, I'm still working on that one.
What I've found in the Netherlands is that in Amsterdam, it's hard to get paid for your original songs or for any kind of song. It doesn't matter if you're original or cover band, it would be the same. Whereas if you would go outside of the town to like the more, you know, to the countryside, basically, smaller villages, smaller towns, then there's more willingness to pay money. What is your experience with that?
That's interesting. No, I would say there is money there, or there was before the lockdown. Mm-hmm. There is money there, but largely for covers. I mean, I would say in Glasgow, there is a lot of pubs and restaurants that do advocate and support live musicians and do pay fairly. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure most of my sort of gigs have been in and around Glasgow, or else they've been more far afield, but with the function band. And I think when it comes to weddings or charity events, there is a set amount that people expect to pay. So it's not an issue. But I'm not sure if it's the same in Glasgow. I would say there's a lot of paid work within the city from my experience.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I've also noticed, at least, I did notice it, and I also checked with somebody else who is playing his own music, is that if you play covers in a pub and you play like one out of three songs your own original songs, then people would actually love that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it is okay to slip a wee original in here and there. I think it very much depends on what kind of gig it is. If I've been hired to play in a pub to entertain people on a Saturday night, say, I would be quite reluctant to put in too many originals. Mm-hmm. But if it's the Sunday night that I host down at the pub, I would probably play all originals because it's sort of songwriters that are coming along, and it's not so much about keeping people tapping their toe and all the rest of it. It's more about the appreciation of the music. So I would say I judge each gig on an individual basis and
keep
my judgment that way.
I have a question from a cousin of mine, Gary Halfhide. Hello, Gary. He's asking, do you have a YouTube channel?
I do have a YouTube channel. It's a fairly new one. And I was all chuffed with myself because a few weeks ago I managed to get 100 subscribers, which means
I watched your channel actually. Yeah. I thought it was quite professional.
Oh, thank you.
So you got 100. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of allow you different privileges the more followers you get. So I've now got my own username. So if you would like to check me out and subscribe on YouTube, it's www.youtube.com/C/NicoEvMusic. and that's like the letter C in the middle.
Go to basically it's the YouTube thingy, and then I'll just do it like this: youtube.com/ and then C.
Letter C.
Character C. Yeah, and then.
And then / Nico Ev Music. If you go into the search bar and type in Nico Ev, I should be the first thing that comes up as well.
Yeah. Let me show this one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And we should follow each other. I think I already follow you.
I already follow you as well.
Yeah, we already follow. Let's first do a song, and then we'll talk some more about your YouTube channel, because I found that sort of interesting how you basically, yeah, we'll talk about that later. Let's first do a song, okay?
Cool. All right,
Gary says he's going to subscribe.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
What song do you want to play for us?
I'm going to play the song Hunter, and this is the title track from my EP, which is forthcoming in the next couple of months.
Great.
And it's in a funny tune, and that's why I'm changing the guitar.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Perfect. So I'm just going to sort out my sound settings here. Okay, so as I said, this song is called Hunter.
Her back, soul as golden spirit, walks the long way looking back. When she sleeps, she thinks about dark. bears an arrow across her back.
Yeah, I love that song.
Thank you, Ro. I'm just going to change my settings back. There we go.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome.
Okay. So, talking about the YouTube channel, I noticed that you put some, I think it was you, you put some like how-to kind of videos on or something like that, or?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that must be a lot of work. I also know someone else that has been on the open mic session, Nefertiti Gold. She also does that.
Okay.
And I really think that's a good idea. But what is your rationale behind it? Why would you want to do that?
Well, I very much think that we should support and help and share with each other. Mm-hmm. And that's very much the ethos behind a lot of what I do. And quite a few people had asked how I was producing my videos or, you know, what kind of mics I was using and things like that. So I just felt that a lot of people were streaming and maybe not quite getting it right, including mm-hmm. me sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share what I'd learned so that people maybe didn't fall down the same pit holes that I did. So, yeah, and it was actually great fun. I think with the lockdown, having a lot more time on my hands, I'd never really shot or put together or edited a video of that nature before. So even that has taught me a lot about different things. I think the first video that I did, you can tell it's the first video like that I've done. And I've done three, and the final one was probably the best one in terms of, you know, the editing and even sometimes things as simple as looking at the camera, because I was using my phone and you end up looking at the actual view of the picture.
Oh, and not on the little dot where your camera is.
So even just small things like that to learn for myself has been great. And I just think sharing's nice. That's always a phrase that was used in our house growing up. Sharing's nice. So I just didn't feel like keeping it all to myself once I'd discovered certain things. And actually, the setup that I use, somebody helped me, Cams Campbell, a friend helped me achieve it. So it's nice to just pass it forward to someone else that it might be useful for.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed myself because I have a webcam, which is this one here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to see you, I have to look at the screen. And then I look not in the camera. It's like I have to sort of always switch. And that's sort of a major drawback from using a webcam. It just doesn't really look very natural because you want to sort of, you have to divide your attention between the webcam and you on the screen. So it's a bit weird, but
Definitely. I think we should about webcams at some point as well, because I had my webcam all set up, a brand new shiny one, and it was just like really jerky. So today you were going to get a nice wide shot, and actually I've ended up using the camera on my computer because
I know what you mean. Well, the thing is, this is a bit techy, but technical, but I am using a Mac Mini and it doesn't have a webcam, so yeah.
Okay, let's see. Yeah.
But anyway, let's first do. Oh, I got some responses from people that are really bravo from my
Thank
cousin
you, Gary.
And Helen. I know her; she's lovely.
Hi, Helen. Thank you.
She's from Suriname. She's living in Suriname. She really loves you, of course. And of course, Lynn. You know her from the scene.
How are you?
Yeah. All right. Oh, and you have, of course, look at this. You have a website.
Oh, I do have a website. It's actually changed since then.
Oh. Okay, so what is it now?
I go by Nico Ev as opposed to Nicola Evans. So it's just www.nicoev.com. No, nicoevmusic.com.
Okay, so Gary, search that one then.
nicoevmusic.com.
Okay. Yeah. So let's do another song, and then after that we'll talk a little bit about songwriting.
Super.
All right.
I'm going to change over. I feel like a bit of a diva here.
No problem.
Changing back.
You got another guitar, or?
This is the first guitar again.
Oh, okay. Is there a reason why you use different guitars? Is it the tuning, or?
Yeah, it's just to save tuning up. I think some of the tunings I've been using are a bit extreme in terms of moving the guitar down quite a fair bit or up a little bit. And I was finding I was breaking strings quite a lot, so I didn't want to risk it.
What tunings do you use now?
The last song I actually made up that tuning. I couldn't even tell you what it is. It starts on an F, I know that.
Yeah.
But actually, I've stretched one of the strings quite significantly, which I'm sure guitar experts would say, don't do that. I'm just so used to playing it the way I've learned it now. So that's the way it's going to be. One night I was actually lying in bed and I heard this almighty snap and I thought, what on earth is that? And it was the string from that guitar just giving up just at a random point. Yeah, I've been using kind of made up tunings, but the one I've been enjoying just now is just actually tuning the whole guitar down a tone or a tone and a half.
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. I think it just opens up some of the lower range, which I enjoy exploring vocally. There's certain songs that I sometimes didn't include in a set list because I thought, ugh, I'm just not always going to nail that top note, or it's maybe a wee bit low, but actually you can extend your guitar down the way, which opens up a few more keys for you.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a good idea.
It is, but you might need to change your strings when they snap.
Yeah, that's true. What's the name of the song you want to play for us?
So the next song that I'm going to play for you is called Lady, and this is about enjoying and making the most of the little things in life. And it's kind of got a narrative running through it as well, so it tells the story of a lady, believe it or not. So I think that's me just about. Sounds all right.
Yeah. As soon as you change the settings, it will sound all right for us as well.
Sure. That should be changed now. And a little bit of reverb. You always need a little bit of reverb. Okay. So this is actually one of the first songs that I properly wrote and performed when I started singing my own original material publicly. And I hope you enjoy this one. It's called Lady.
She wakes to the sound of the willow, leaves trembling in the wind. The branches are weaving around her, cocooning her skin. Where she as a young girl resided, now golden leaves carpet the floor. The branches above her once brimming with light. Spinning through life like a sycamore. at that willow. She knows that it won't be too long. Her feet that took root in the forest are soon to be withered and gone. Seasons change. She
Oh, thank you, Anita. That's my audio back. We're all good.
Yeah, great. Willow, the lyrics in Willow, yeah.
Thank you, Lynn.
So, when we talk about songwriting, is there like a way that you write songs? Is there a consistency to it, or do you have how do you do that? Is there a story to it?
I guess like sometimes it varies, but generally what I tend to do is either sit at the piano and sit with my guitar and just see what comes out. Quite often I'll maybe just actually start on a chord, get my note, and just hum along or sing a word or sing a line and develop something if I like it. I mean, that's the way it happens most of all for me. And what I tend to do is just keep a note of anything I think's good on my voice memos on my phone. Quite often when I'm in the car on my own, I'll play through all the voice memos and think, oh, that's catchy, that's good. Now put that in the bin. Yeah, I could use that. If an idea is really good, I'll go back to it. And if it's not so good, I'll leave it in the bin. But sometimes, sometimes I'm eco-friendly as well, and I recycle. So, you know, I mentioned the first song that I sang tonight was partially written last year, and I'd shelved it because I couldn't finish it. I wasn't sure where it should go. And I brought it back and I reconfigured the guitar part. I took the verses, actually the melody and some of the imagery for the verses came from an idea that I had last year with a new chorus and a new bridge. So that's quite often the case as well. If you come up with a good melody, you maybe actually shelve it because you don't know what to do with it. And then you maybe are doing something a year or half a year later and the melody comes back and you think that fits together, that's what that's for. So sometimes I do that. I also, I occasionally co-write. I found that I'm not actually very good at co-writing because I think it's quite a difficult thing to create something from your experience and share that with someone who maybe has a different experience, or you're maybe making concessions so that you allow someone else's ideas, but you're not really sure yourself. So I've actually found one writing partner, Ian McNeil, and we work quite well together. And Ian came along to my house one night. He said, right, I've got some ideas for you. This was our first session together. And Ian's just a friend that I met through the open mic that has written songs for years. And he'd made up a playlist of all different tracks. Some of them had lyrics, some of them were just instrumental. And we sat for about 45 minutes with a pad of paper and we just wrote down anything that came to our head. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is never going to work. This isn't the way I do it, but I'll try.
Yeah.
And actually, we got some amazing songs. It's amazing what's buzzing about your brain without thinking about it. I don't journal or anything, but it turns out I've got a lot of things going on in my brain, and actually just taking the time to write whatever came to your head and then go through and select elements that you like. That was a really, really good starting point for a few songs that we co-wrote together. It's always worth trying a method that maybe you hadn't considered before.
Well, it's a good one, really. I don't think I've ever heard of this method from somebody, so that's a great one.
Yeah, me too. And, me too.
So co-writing, yeah, I also think it's really challenging. I'm always very happy if it works out because it gives you another angle of yourself that you haven't really, you know, seen before. Songs come out that you wouldn't be able to write on your own. So that's what I like about co-writing. Is it your intention to write for other people, or have you already done that one time?
Not so much an intention, but what I have found, particularly when co-writing, is I've come up with songs that I personally don't feel that I want to sing, but I think are good songs. So I've got two at the moment, actually, fully formed songs. I'm not really sure what to do with them. They're not my songs for me to
sing. They don't
feel
like they're yours.
No, they just don't feel like my songs. They're more maybe pop-based. And yeah, I just feel that they're maybe songs for someone else. I'm not sure how to give somebody them. You know,
as publishers.
I've got them published and all the paperwork and stuff's done. I guess just finding, I don't know, somebody to knock on their door and say, you're looking for any tunes, you know. But no, I've never set out with the intention of writing for someone else. I always try and sit down and write things that I personally would like to sing, but also I would personally like to listen to. I would say the first kind of few songs that I wrote, I thought were quite good, but I also thought, I don't know if I would actually skip that on Spotify or if I would listen to it. And that's always a really good test, I think, of a decent song. Would I listen to that on Spotify if it wasn't me? And I feel like latterly I've been creating more songs that I think definitely I would put that on a playlist.
So it's
not to say the first ones weren't good, but they're maybe just, I was still finding my way and finding my style, I guess.
So you are really criticizing yourself in a positive way. I mean, you are, that's.
I think there is, I think it's a good thing to be evaluative and critical, because if you put out every idea, not every idea is going to be good. Well, personally speaking from me, but if I come up with an idea and I still like it a week later and I want to go back to it, then I know there's something in it. I personally wouldn't put out an idea if I wasn't fully happy with it myself. So that's just me, but it's a good filter, I guess.
Yeah.
So only the ones that I really like get out there, you know.
How would you describe your style? Because you say it's not really poppy, because you got some poppy songs, you don't want to play them because it's not in your style, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you describe your style?
It's an excellent question, and I'd be really, really interested to hear what people think, what genre people think I might fit into.
Well, maybe people can put it in the comments. I'll wait until some people have said something.
Yeah,
you know, I have an idea.
When I first started writing songs, I tended to get pigeonholed into the country side of things. Mm-hmm. And country's not really a genre that I listen to.
Oh.
And I could see where people were coming from.
That's what I actually wanted to say, would be country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a very broad style. I mean,
Exactly. I personally would like to see myself beside artists like Laura Marling or Damien Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Or lesser known Chloe Foy and Rachel Sermani, kind of based around acoustic music, influences of folk music, kind of thought provoking lyrics. I'm not sure of the genre. I always go for singer songwriter, folk, right, Americana, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would be really intrigued to see what people think.
What would people think? Come on, guys, give us an answer. What kind of style of music do you think that Nico Ev is playing?
Yeah.
Write it in the comments if you have an idea. Could be anything. In the meantime, maybe you can play another song for us.
Absolutely.
That would be the fourth one, I think, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just need to make sure I'm getting this in the right place.
And do you have any shows coming up?
Well, I think in terms of live shows, that's going to be quite a while until anything comes up there. The main thing that I'm actually working on just now is my EP. So I'll be planning a launch at some point once things come together on that. I've now finished all of the recording side of that, but there's a lot of kind of paperworky stuff that I need to do. All the rest of it. So once that's all done, I'm hoping to launch the EP. Now, whether that will be a physical launch or a virtual launch or a mix of both, I'm not sure, but I'm hoping for sort of before the end of the year, that will be the main thing I'll be working towards in terms of a live gig.
Great.
I've been doing an awful lot of online streaming, and I've decided to take a bit of a step back from it. At one stage, I was doing two or three a week, and it was just getting quite intense. So no, I've actually not got any shows planned, virtual shows at the moment. But if people keep in touch with me on social media or have a look at my website, I will be advertising any up and coming streams on there.
All right, great. Yeah. So your website or your social media. And then in the meantime, there's Lynn. She says country, but with deep lyrics. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lynn.
And then she says, it's the purity of voice with guitar that makes me say that. I'd love to hear some of the piano. Yeah, that's the thing, though. You say you also write on piano.
Well, I play the piano, but I don't necessarily write on piano very much.
Okay.
It's an interesting one.
Do you play it live? Do you play piano live, or is it possible?
Well, I've only started playing piano as part of my set during the lockdown gigs.
Oh.
I had an old piano for years, and the keys weren't great, and it didn't really inspire me to practice. Oh. And I've been saving up, and I got myself a lovely piano before the end of last year.
Hmm.
So I've started incorporating that into my sets, but only in lockdown have I really been doing that. And in terms of writing on the piano, there's not much that I've done in terms of fully formed songs that I've created on the piano just yet, but I'm hoping and I'm working on incorporating that into the set. I think it just adds a bit of a different timbre and kind of puts up a set on the ear. Actually, the piano has been something that's been a bit of a nemesis of mine. I trained to be a teacher 10 years ago, and okay. I trained at the Classical School of Music, where, you know, rudiments and scales and sight reading were the core of playing the piano. Yeah. And I was kind of flying by the seat of my pants, to be quite honest. I more kind of learned the piano by ear or by watching someone or, you know, figuring things out. And I wouldn't say it put me off, but it definitely, it made me think that I couldn't play the piano because I couldn't do, you know, the classical pieces. So over the course of 10 years, for my job as a music teacher, I have to play the piano. I have to accompany the pupils for their exams. And actually just biting the bullet and getting in and realising that it doesn't matter if you don't play every note on the page has really helped me just get over the fear. I mean, I've played Handel arias, accompaniments, but I've got chord symbols at the top. And you know, the notes that I really need. Yeah, it does. You're changing chord every beat of the bar and everything, but I've managed to get around it in my own sort of way. So I thought, you know, I actually think I'm better than I realised on the piano, and I'm going to give it a go because the only way I'm going to get better is by doing it. So
that's true.
Yeah, so it's been quite a recent thing. So no songs written on the piano as of yet, but hopefully to come.
It will come. Okay, what's the name of the tune you want to play?
So I'm going to play Shadows for you now. And there's a nice version of this on YouTube with an accompanying fiddle player, Donal. I'm not sure if Donal's watching. But before the lockdown, Donal and I played together quite regularly. So if you fancy checking that version out, it's on there as well. But it'll just be me today.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll just double check the audio here. That should be changed over now. How's that for you? Okay. Now, I am down 4, up 3. Okay, so this is Shadows, and thank you very much for listening to my tracks today. I hope you've enjoyed them. And if you would like to get involved in the EP launch, it would be great to see you along. And keep in touch with me for details about that. Here we go. Share yours.
Yeah, great.
Cheers, Joel.
Look at this.
Oh, thank you very much, Carla. That is so kind.
Oh, hold on. This one.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that.
So, thank you, Nico, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, your songs are really amazing, and we all think that you're gonna, you know, become gonna have a great future ahead of you. And
that's very kind. Well, thank you.
Yeah, keep us posted on whatever you're doing, and hope to see you again on the open mic session. Of course,
absolutely, that would be great. Yeah,
yeah, and. Anytime you have something that you want to share with us, you can always send a message and stuff, and then we need to promote each other, right? I mean,
absolutely. And I would just like to take the opportunity to thank you, Roel, for everything that you've done throughout the lockdown. I know people have really enjoyed your open mic, and it's definitely filled a void that people have had in their social lives. And I'll congratulate you on your latest single as well.
Thank you.
But thank you for all that you've done, and thank you for having me on the show today. It's been great to be here.
Yeah. Well, some last remarks from people. There's Robert Campbell. He's also a songwriter himself.
Hello, Robert. Thank you.
There's Sarah Holm.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah Horn. Yeah. Oh,
Sarah is a family friend.
Nice.
Thank you, Sarah.
And Carla, she's my cousin. She says,
awesome.
She wants to, but Carla, you know where to look, right? It's Nico Ev on YouTube.
Yeah, if people want to find me, it's Nico Ev Music on all platforms.
Oh, okay.
That's Nico Ev Music, yeah. Instagram. And YouTube, all the rest. Absolutely. That's the idea.
All right. Okay. Well, Nico, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Gonna wrap up. All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Roel.
Hey, bye bye.
I'll see you soon. Bye, everyone. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I just want to say to everybody, thank you for listening and watching. Tonight we have one more podcast at 7 o'clock with Anna Brattinga, or actually her name is Anna Susanna on the socials. And have a great week, and see you again. And don't forget to subscribe on my YouTube channel. It's Roel Halfheid. Bye bye, everybody.